Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
Do you need help? Resources are available. Let's go in-depth with Jenny Krikow with the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics. So Jenny, what's the new Journeys program at the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics?
Journeys is a program that's been funded by a HRSA grant, H-R-S-A grant. It is a cooperation of three different organizations, Knoxville, of course, Newton, Mercy Newton, and Dallas County Hospital. And with this program, each of us are employing a community health navigator. And this person is basically, their sole role is to connect individuals in our community with things that they need.
Things like what?
Well, you can actually need anything. If you need anything, you qualify. But when patients come into our clinic, we start by asking them to just glance over this assessment sheet. And the assessment sheet has about 8 questions on it. And the questions are similar to, I'm concerned about running out of food or groceries. I'm worried that my utilities might be shut off. And then there's questions about housing, reading medical materials, feeling lonely. And then at the bottom of this little questionnaire, it says, would you like someone to assist you with this or contact you? And if they say yes, then the community health navigator is the person that reaches out to them. There's also a box on there that says, is this urgent? And if it is urgent, then, you know, obviously we make that a priority in trying to reach out to the patient within the next 24 hours to see if we can, you know, figure out what they need and try and find a resource in our community to help with that need.
And during these COVID times, loss of jobs, loss of friends, family, illness.
Yes. All of the above. Another interesting thing, the food and the groceries things come up because of COVID, because people are quarantined and they're concerned about, now I'm home and I don't want to go to the grocery store. I've been quarantined, or my husband has COVID or whatever, and they are now feeling very stuck at home. So they'll call and say, what do I do about groceries? So I've collected a list of resources, and a lot of our nursing staff, and they're sharing those resources too, of course, and our case managers, but just trying to connect them with things that different businesses are doing in the community, or churches, and things they can, you know, participate in without really getting out of their car or having to go online to order, because that's not everybody's thing either.
No, it's not. A lot of older people don't want to do it. A lot of people still don't trust the internet, putting their card numbers in.
Yes, and that's me sometimes, so I definitely understand that, yes.
All right, and so you know the resources. You've got deep roots in having lots of connections in the community. You know pretty much what everybody is doing to try to help other people out during these times.
Well, I try, yes, and I will find out. I'll dig in and find out. If I don't know the answer to something, then I usually have, you know, different people in the community that I can call and say, they're a wealth of knowledge for me, and we just share resources with each other. There is a lot of email sharing. People will send, like, hey, this is a new thing, and we'll send it out, you know, in our county. We also have some connections with people in Des Moines who are doing these same programs, and typically if there's a program there, there's a sister program here, that kind of thing. So we try to just stay abreast of what's going on.
And so what if I say I'm worried that my electricity is going to be shut off? What are you going to tell me?
Well, I would give you a list of different groups, like our community action program here in town, Impact. I would recommend you go there. There's a couple other programs. I don't know if I should mention them all at this point.
Right.
But I would give you a list of resources, and you know, you could tell me which ones would and wouldn't work for you, because not everything fits for everybody. And then I would help you connect with them. Sometimes people want to call on their own, and if they want to make the call, that's great. Some people are very nervous about doing those things, so sometimes I will meet with people individually, one-on-one, and we will you know, make those calls together, because sometimes that's really stressful for people to, you know, call somebody they don't know and ask for something. So I try to be that help to them.
Well, it's really stressful, and it's, well, one, like now you might have a job or you have to go to work every day, you have to pay the bills, you've got a spouse that's sick, you've got to get your kids to school, and I could just see people floundering.
Yeah.
How do I solve this problem? That's a big problem. If you've got to care for somebody for a week, 10 days,
yes,
and you lose all that money.
Yep, and I do hear a lot of those exactly the same stories, yes. Usually the problems are multi-layered. So we just start with, okay, I know life is really stressful. What's one thing we can do today? And what then I tell them is I won't go away. If you want me to, I'll call you in a few days and we'll work on the next thing. And then, of course, you know, I really want to connect them with places in our community who also do this. We have some great places like The Well who walk with people long-term through tough situations. So, you know, referring them to somebody like The Well is another help, because that way they have lots of different support systems in their lives.
Well, and yeah, sometimes it's just it's cascading. It's never ending unless somehow you can find a way off that highway.
Yeah, it absolutely feels like that when you're stressed out. It feels never ending and there's not a lot of hope. So I just really want to try and give people hope too. Like, hey, I hear you. There might not be anything right now, but we're going to keep looking. Some people I just call on a regular basis. They're lonely. Loneliness is obviously common, especially with COVID. It's even more prevalent. And sometimes I just say, hey, you know what? I'm going to call you once a week and let's just chat. And I've got some older people that really enjoy that. And so do I, of course. Just talk about life. What you're seeing on TV, you know, things like that. So
people that just want somebody to pay attention to them for a few minutes.
Exactly. Because they may or may not have family. And if they do have family, obviously their family is going through some of the same stressors, you know. And so they may not have the time to check in. So it's just one more person to help.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Jenny Krikow with the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics. It sounds like you know something about struggles. Is it because of what you've learned on the job helping?
Well, I mean, we all have our own personal things that we go through that help us better relate to other people and gives us that empathy. Or, you know, we watch people that we love as we're growing up and we really feel their pain and we can carry that into our work, you know, today. But yeah, I have quite a bit of experience dealing with people going through hard things, and you know, just really blessed that I've had the opportunity that they would let me in and walk with them through these hard situations. I've learned from them. Hopefully they've learned from me. And it's just people, you just don't want people to feel like they're alone, I think is the big deal, you know, the biggest part of it. Because that's what really helps you get through everything is, you know, that connection to somebody. So not just the resource, but the relationship is really probably the most important part, I think, in most of our lives. So.
Well, and there's a special kind of, I mean, the elderly, it seems, have had problems with sometimes getting enough food, getting the medical attention that they need, having enough resources on fixed income or little income. But now there's a whole new dynamic impacting, well, maybe, or I'm just naive, but it seems like the kids are getting more caught up in things now because of COVID, and that there's more issues with kids, too. Do you deal with that?
Yes, I would definitely say, yeah, it's every generation, because COVID has affected everyone. Everyone has their own special circumstances, that stress them out. So when they have an elderly family member that they're always concerned about, but now with COVID, they're ultra concerned because now they can't necessarily go see them on a regular basis or hang out with them, spend time with them. They miss them. You know, there's a little bit of a grief in there. I mean, they're grieving what they can't have, or what they've lost during this COVID time, and they miss their family. So yeah, it definitely adds another layer. And then you add all the other economic issues and social issues and family dynamics and stress. Yeah, it's definitely complicated, as we all know.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Jenny Krikow with the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics. Okay, so it's interesting to me. I'm not going to volunteer to you if I have trouble. I'm not going to volunteer. I'm just not going to. However, I mean, and there's a lot of us like that. Mm-hmm. We aren't. I mean, I'm not anything special, but there's a lot of us that won't do that.
I totally understand that.
But if you have a form and you ask, and I'm in deep trouble. I might fill in the dot. I might say that if it's a
good
form. Nobody's looking at me.
I think that's awesome. That's why we do it that way. We want people to feel safe to say, hey, I could use a little help, you know? You're right. If somebody's point blank asked the question, most people are probably going to say no, unless they're, you know, they're coming in with that one specific need. But the doctor is typically a very safe place anyway. And we just are really excited that we can offer this to them while they're here already. And they might be non-willing the first time to say, yes, I want help. But if they know, hey, I need food and I'm going to the doctor next week, by goodness, when I see that form, I'm going to say that I need help this time. You know, knowing that it's there, they know that it's an opportunity. Or they can always call, you know, and just say, hey, last time I was in there, you asked me some questions and I'd like to talk to somebody about that. Another interesting thing that I will see on the forms, I get a lot of forms where people will say they need help with two or three things, but the question at the bottom where it asks, would you like some help, they check no. Which shows me that they're in a step in the right direction. They're admitting that they have the issue. They know I know who they are because they put their name on the form, but they're just saying, not yet. So for me, that's kind of hopeful, and it's a step towards, you know what, next time I'm in there, I'm gonna say, yeah, I need help if I still do. So it's very interesting, you know, the dynamics there, because I think people are more willing eventually.
Well, the hospital is a safe place, and you know, we just may as well talk about it, but society tends to judge people. And
yes.
if we can't handle things on our own, there are people that will say that that's my fault or our fault, and we better get our act together. But some of us just, we don't have that. I don't know, getting your act together is sort of speaking from a privileged position. You know, me judging, if I'm judging somebody else for mm-hmm. the things that have happened to them, that's
right.
Society does that.
Yep.
And that impacts how we respond.
Yes. Well, and that assumes that we have a lot of control over literally everything. And we don't. A lot of us were circumstances of, you know, things that happen, like COVID. And if we take an honest assessment of ourselves, I'm a huge fan of Ruby Payne, who is a poverty expert. She talks about poverty as a lack of resources, and not just money, but of 9 essential resources. And if we really look at our own lives, each one of us have problems with resources in and out, you know, throughout our lives. Whether it's a health issue like cancer or mental illness, it could be a quick loss of a job, you crash your car and you're without a car, now you need an essential resource. You may or may not have been your fault, does it even really matter at that point, right? You need a resource. So some resources aren't as big a deal as others, but some of them will travel with us through our whole lives. Like an illness or an addiction, things like that. So, I mean, life is complicated for all of us, whether we admit it or not. The judgment, if we really take that honest assessment of ourselves, wouldn't be there.
And somehow one has to have been raised to have empathy for other people.
Mm-hmm. My favorite word,
right?
Empathy.
Some of us don't have that.
No. Knoxville Hospital and Clinics has done an excellent job of finding people who are empathetic and really just growing that empathy. And I really think that shows in the interactions with our patients and the success and in the relationships that they have with each other. It's been definitely evident over the last few years that I've worked here.
This conversation really helps.
Okay.
It makes me feel comfortable.
Good.
It makes me, and I'm hoping our listeners are feeling comfortable too, because
good.
I'll fill out that form if I need to, and I'll say where I need help, and hopefully the listeners will. But also talking with you makes me feel that you're going to provide me the guidance that I need.
Yep.
And help me and my family get back on our feet, and I'm just comfortable sharing that I might be in a bit of a jam with you.
Good. I want you to be comfortable. Yeah, and it's confidential. That's the other thing that's comforting, is that it is confidential. And because it's a doctor that you're seeing in a clinic, in a hospital, people understand, you know, that it is a private conversation. And I think that makes people more at ease to share as well. And again, when I talk to them, I just say, hey, I'm following up on that assessment that you took in the clinic, and you mentioned that you might need help with some resources. Can you tell me a little bit about that? And then I'll see, you know, what's out there that might be an option for you. And that's just usually how the conversation starts, and people just share, and then we go from there. So,
well, and some listeners might be thinking, well, this is an odd or interesting thing for the hospital to be doing, but our financial situation, our medical situation, I mean, it's all tied together. Mm-hmm. And that the hospital wants the community to be better off, prosperous,
yep,
and healthy. And all of this fits in with our general well-being. So the hospital at the center of this makes sense now.
Right, it really does. Well, and we've known all along that there are barriers sometimes to getting people the best health care. They might be able to come in and make an appointment. We might set them up with a specialist somewhere else, and then the patient never goes. What we realize that is that it's not that they don't want to go. It's not that they don't care about their health. It's the fact that maybe it's a transportation issue. They couldn't get there. The timing didn't work. Their car broke down. Their ride fell through. So that's just one example of a barrier that stands in the way of something that they wanted to do for their health. They have the best intentions. Sometimes people who don't maybe show up for clinic appointments, you know, we wonder, wow, what happened to them? Well, you know, odds are there was something very stressful that happened in their life or is going on, like a lack of a car or a regular ride, and that may be why they can't get here. Or there's a crisis in their family with a child or something. So there are just things that stand in the way, and these barriers, my role is just to help kind of get rid of some of those barriers as much as I possibly can, so that people can go ahead and just live their lives and not worry about them.
So how does it feel helping people all the time?
Well, it's wonderful. It is wonderful. It's a great feeling when you can give someone something that they need and or the tools. I don't like to say that I'm giving them what they need. I'm giving them the tool, and then they go get it for themselves, because I really feel like people are so capable and smart and talented, and you know, they're capable of doing it. So I just give them the tools so that they can do it themselves. But it does. It feels great when something actually works. I like to follow up with people and ask them, hey, did you go to that place we talked about, and what did you think of it? Because I love to seek their feedback as well, so that I know, hey, this is a good thing. I'm going to tell everybody about it. Or wow, that didn't go very well. I'm going to pass on that one next time, kind of thing. So it does. It feels wonderful. And sometimes it's sad. You know, I get a little bit emotional sometimes because people are going through some very hard things. And yeah, a lot of times I'm like, oh, wow, I wish there were more that I could do. I wish there was, you know, something else. But you just offer your support, and people are so appreciative and kind when you're able to, you know, even just reach out and talk to them at all. So it's great.
Thanks to Jenny Krikow for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.